This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is The Informer, a Joy 94.9 podcast. This podcast was made possible with support from the Community Broadcasting Foundation. To support the production of content like this, donate at cbf.com.au.
The question of whether Indigenous Australians should be recognised in the Constitution was raised by Indigenous Affairs Minister Ken Wyatt last week. He also suggested that the idea of an Indigenous voice in the Constitution should be considered. That idea was quickly hosed down by Prime Minister Scott Morrison. But Indigenous recognition is still very much on the agenda. Linda Burney, Wiradjuri woman and Labor MP, spoke with Nicholas Kamenia-Sandiri. He began by asking for a breakdown of why a constitutional referendum is so important.
So what has happened is that there was a national process of consultation carried out by the Referendum Council, which has since been disbanded. And that culminated in a really big meeting of First Nations people at Uluru 2 years ago. And the Uluru Statement from the Heart says three things. At first, he says that there was a desire to have a constitutionally recognised voice to the Australian Parliament. It secondly says that it was to be an establishment of a thing called a Makarrata Commission, which would have the responsibility for agreement and treaty making. And thirdly, it said that there should be a national process of truth-telling. So the issue of constitutional recognition is about having a referendum that would enshrine an Aboriginal voice to the Australian Parliament. The government believes, it would appear after last week that where the Prime Minister is at is that he would accept a referendum to recognise Aboriginal people in the Constitution, but not have a constitutionally recognised voice to the Parliament, that should be done by way of legislation. Now, that sounds all very complicated, but essentially it's basically saying that the government has ruled out a voice to the Parliament in the Constitution, but would accept a voice created by way of legislation.
So what would be the difference there, and which one would you prefer?
Well, obviously the Labor Party would prefer a constitutionally recognised voice, as would First Nations people. And the reason for that is that if it is in the Constitution, it cannot be at the whim of a government to get rid of it. We all saw what happened with ATSIC, and the then Prime Minister John Howard and the then Minister Amanda Vanstone abolished ATSIC. So what First Nations people are seeking is an entrenched voice within the Constitution so that no government of the day could get rid of it easily. Now, the challenge there is that to get referendum and to make it successful in Australia is a very high bar.
Do you think it's likely that Labor and the Coalition could come together to commit to constitutional recognition of Indigenous Australians within this term of the Parliament?
I think that is absolutely possible, but the challenge is going to be what the referendum question will be. I have said that I am very willing to work with the government in a collaborative, bipartisan way on this. But we also need to listen to what Aboriginal people and Torres Strait Islander people are saying and reflect what we're being asked of, not making decisions for Aboriginal people. That is going to be the challenge.
What form of voice would Labor like to see this take?
That's the $64,000 question. There is not a design of the voice out there, and there is the view from some that if this is going to be put for a referendum, people need to know what they're voting on. I can see some absolute sense in that. Part of the next process is what's called a co-design process, and that will be a building or a design of what the voice would look like, what its responsibilities would be, and how it would be formulated. And that's an enormous challenge.
Are you optimistic about the chances of getting constitutional recognition for Indigenous Australians? And have you seen things sort of improve over the years in this area?
Things have improved, but there is still terrible social justice outcomes for Aboriginal people, completely unacceptable outcomes. I mean, you look at things like incarceration, which has gotten worse, child removal, which has gotten worse, life expectancy, which is starting to grow, differences, which is starting to grow again. So there are enormous, enormous challenges, incarceration rates and so forth. So we can't not work on those things at the same time as designing what a referendum should look like. I am optimistic because it is necessary to be optimistic, but also to continue to work in this space, you have to have optimism. And you do see it with young people. You see inspirational things all the time, and it does keep you optimistic.
That was Labor MP Linda Burney speaking with Nick. You're listening to The Informer.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.